Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. The Chill Sisters podcast is a podcast that discusses social issues, trendy topics, the taboo topics in Nigeria. We're two friends that are living in separate parts of the world. We come back every week to have a good time with you guys. Come into our space. Let's have a chill time. Thank you, guys. If you're new here, this is what we do. If you're coming back, welcome again. This is our home. This is our space. I hope you enjoyed this episode as we did. On this episode, Rashida took us all over the place. Per usual, we discuss about our week. We discuss about the romance in Nigeria, the Islamic way, and the Nigerian way. Rashida went to the streets. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Have a lovely one. Take care. Bye. Peace out.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Hello, and I'm Yosis Ladu. You guys are welcome.
What up, and how are you doing?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. How are your side now?
Life fine, Alhamdulillah. Everything
Alhamdulillah.
fine. I don't know. I feel tired.
How is the cold? I need to ask.
It's cold. It's winter anyway, so
Right?
it's still cold. So nothing has changed from the weather situation. It's so dark. I feel everywhere is dark. I feel I need extra lightning in this house. Everywhere is just dark.
That's English weather now. Rashida, you should be used to this by now. I've said
Yeah,
this
I know.
several times.
I know. I know. I
Just
should
get
be.
used to
I
it.
should stop
Be
complaining.
English for once.
I know. I know. I wish I could, but yeah. I'm just. I
Enough,
feel
my
tired.
friend.
How was
Sorry.
your week? What did you do?
My week was fantastic. I had a really productive week. Yeah, it was
Yusis, this week,
really.
Yusis has been busy. Yusis, where are you? Oh, I'm in the office. I'm going to the office. I'm on my way back from the office. I'm going to the office. I'm on my way back to the office.
Rashida,
Yusis
you
was
see that
busy
if
snapping
thank God is not
celebrities.
raining, wait. That's how thunder would have struck you now. Or is this stroke? Strike anyone. I've never used that word office. I tell you I'm going to the studio or I'm on my way back.
What is the difference between the
That's
studio?
it.
What's the difference between studio and office? It's the same thing.
That's
I'm at the
how
office. I'm
that's
going to the
the
studio. I'm coming back. I'm driving. I'm
Wait,
putting
your
fuel in
office
the
can
car.
be your office can be in your home.
It doesn't
Also, see
matter.
somebody that
I'm
said you
just
were
telling
tired.
you.
One is my case. She has all the energy. Suddenly you have a refill. Have it your way. Have your day, Rashida. I need you to be energized anyway.
Office, studio.
So there's a difference
It does
between
not. It
office
doesn't
and
matter.
studio. My office, yeah, no, you know, but let me break it down for you again. Where I'm recording this is my office. Right. Then I have a studio here too. Then the other studio. So please, Rashida, let's get this thing correct.
We are still saying the same
It's been
thing.
a
We are just
productive
seeing
week.
it in different contexts.
Yeah, fantastic week. Is this how you want to drag this thing? Just like you did with the definition of celebrity. You see any person on the street of London and you come and tell us that you saw
Uses
a celebrity, Rashida.
people that
Let's
have
have
1
this one.
point
Let's move
something
on.
million followers as celebrities. See, we have been begging people to follow us on our social media platform. Follow us on our page. But no, people will not follow. You will not follow. Then I will now
Oh,
see somebody with 1
if
million
you
view and I will
brought
not
that
call
up,
the person that the person is a
thank you brought
celebrity.
that up.
Uses, don't allow
Wait,
me.
so when we get to 1 million followers, are you going to regard yourself as celebrity?
This is not about
Can
me.
you answer that?
It's not about me. That's not what I'm saying. Yes,
Isn't
don't ask
that?
me the question. Let's just move on. Let's
Can you let
pretend we
me
know
talk
what
about
we
my
are.
week?
Talk about your week.
Rashida and I hadn't spoken like throughout this week, like in depth. So she's using this opportunity. If you miss me, just say it. All these tantrums, there's no point for it. There's no point for it,
See, I'm a
Rashida.
hard guy. I'm a hard
Please.
guy. I will not say it. I will not say anything.
See, I'm sure people are even tired of us, Rashida. Can we move on? Oh my God, how was your week? My week was good. Rashida, how was your week?
Nothing happened in my week. My week was just there.
How was it?
I didn't do anything. I was just working for editing, and it's nothing spectacular.
So you've been going to the office.
I've been working from home in my office at home. It's you that finished defining what office is. Based on your definition, I've been working from home.
Thank God we reached an agreement. You're looking good now, aside the cold. Yeah, well, my week has been productive. Several shoots. We shot somebody that Rashida would call a celebrity. Been doing awards
Yeah, a typical
videography. Now I'm trying to
Nigeria.
like never denied that. Did I? Have I ever denied that?
Just finish. I have something to tell you.
Some miracles in my life, alhamdulillah. What else? Oh, well, the weather has been okay. I have to report this. 2 episodes back, I reported about the power outage that was going to happen in some parts of Abuja from the 6th to the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Well, I think there was a public outcry and they didn't go through with it because there's been constant light, electricity. So that's good. The weather has been on and off, Rashida, and the night is okay, but then it gets really, really hot in the afternoons. There's been dust, the usual thing. It's not Hamilton, but it's dusty. What else does that? I've had time to watch one or two things. What else? Personal growth, but alhamdulillah, overall fantastic week.
You sis, before we start this episode
Yep.
proper, I just want to say something.
I'm all ears.
You know that I'm a hater.
At least you admit this one.
Let me tell you what my bad mind is saying this week.
Okay.
Is they want to use a repair finish us. They want to use
Is
a repair
it
to
Aaron Perry or Aaron Pierre?
a
Nadem
repair.
Sabi.
I think it's a
It's Pierre, right?
repair. Perry. Perry.
Nadem Sabi.
To tell you how bad a hater I am, I'm not even going to pronounce the name right.
No,
You
no.
see,
You saw
everywhere.
the Jennifer Hudson show, they had to mute the comment on his own video. People
Because
were
too much.
overdoing in the comment section.
What is it?
They had to disable comment on the post.
Okay, I get
Erampé,
my own Aaron Pair. See, but I don't know if I'm just a hater or my
No,
eyes.
I don't blame you. It was too much. It
My
was too
eyes are
much.
hurting me.
And but I'm fine man now.
He is, but the hype is too much that he's beginning to look like he's not. Because
He was all over your feed for some reason. From seeing his fineness, you were like, wait, what is it, Seth?
what is it?
You see, that's the typical Nigerian thing that you're accusing me of.
No, you do you know why I said you're a typical Nigerian? Your own bad. You know why how bad your own is. Your own is that a typical Nigerian, if they see somebody outside, or maybe because people are saying this person is this. Okay, anyway, it looks like that's what I'm doing too. If I the way I'm trying to, you just
You see
want to
how I
show
kept
that
quiet?
no,
In
you
the
are not
process, you
into
admit.
it. No,
No, not
maybe
really.
our blood.
It's not that I'm not into it. For example, now, it depends because everybody is saying you're a celebrity, they are crazy about you. I might like you, but not to that level. For example, now, there are comedians that if I see them, I might act crazy. This person, and especially Nigerian celebrities, I don't want anybody to come and phone for me. Maybe I've never even seen your work. You see how on social media, you get to find out about some information that you were force-fed. You didn't go looking for it too. It's because of social media that I know this information, and it was against my will. For example, this actor and his wife, since November last year, they have been disturbing us with their business on X. I like him, but not like a celebrity crush and everything. But then I think his wife, she's insecure. In her mind, he's finer than Aaron Pierre,
Oh,
and
it's
women are all
ethic.
over him. Thank you very much.
I
So
have something to say about ethic. Now that I have
everything
brought
I
it up.
know about their marriage was against my will.
You know, sis, I didn't want to talk
So
about
now,
him, but I have something to say
no.
about him.
So now, imagine if I see him. Okay, I know he's an actor. I like some of his work. You don't expect me to go crazy. So if I do that, do you say I'm being the typical Nigerian? No.
For me, if I see a Nigerian celebrity in Nigeria, I might not approach. But if I see a Nigerian celebrity abroad, I might approach and say, "Oh, hi, how are you doing? It's nice to meet you. I've seen your work, and you know, keep it matured and keep it sexy and simple." And it's because maybe in Nigeria there are a lot of people that will be, you know, abroad. They are looking around and saying, "Nobody's
Who
coming
know
to
me?
say hello."
Are you know, Nigerians living abroad, when they see other celebrities, they really don't approach them too. They just look at them and just pass, and they don't say anything. But I feel like, because you always hear
I
them
don't blame
say,
anybody.
you always hear them say, "No, if you see me, say hello to me." If at all I see any of them, I feel like I walk up to anybody and say, "Hello, how are you? I've seen your work." You know, I'm
No,
that
I can't take a
confident.
conversation with any of them.
They
But would I go
recognize
out
me.
of my way to do,
No, no, no,
and then
not
you'll be
often.
forming celebrity
Nah, not
turn.
that.
That's the issue.
Going back to Etim, give me 5 minutes of your time. I have a lot to say on Etim.
Hida, this episode is not about 18, please. No. That's too much time. Hey,
Okay,
my God.
let's negotiate. Give me 3 minutes.
I give you two.
Okay, I'll take two. You sis, Etim is a married man. I don't see the need why in every of his movie he's kissing. Before I even talk about kissing, do you agree with me? Do you agree with this statement that kissing is the most disgusting thing that two people can do? Do you agree with that statement? The bacteria.
You said we should give you 2 minutes. You have not finished your 2 minutes. You want
You see, the bacteria that is being
me
exchanged where you kiss. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about like you having one partner. I'm talking about people that have multiple partners, girls that have two to three boyfriends, boys that have three to five girlfriends. I'm talking about you, those set of people. One person to one person bacteria is okay. You can manage it. You brush your teeth and it goes. You that have two to three partners, you carry this bacteria from this partner and go and chuck it in another partner's mouth. And this is how you people be sharing bacteria to bacteria. That aside, Etim,
Rashida,
you
they
die.
said a couple that kiss, they share up to 80 million bacteria.
Oh yeah, now
80 million.
do you know the bacteria that you are exchanging? Sometimes you kiss and your partner's breath is in your mouth when you wake up. Do you know that?
You know, as a small girl that I am now, you are telling me this thing, so I'm
No,
learning.
I'm just telling you, in case you are not aware.
I'm not aware.
You know, you don't need to do research. I've done research and I've told you.
Thank you very much.
Talking about Etim, Mr. Man has a wife and three children. And everybody, every film, somebody said they should add kiss to his middle name because he has every he's busy kissing.
It's not Kiss Daniel, it's Kiss Etim.
No. Let's talk about it. Let me remove my hoodie. Let's talk about it. Because I'm just thinking, you know why? Because I just think that producers that are giving him roles and he that is collecting roles is see finish. Because we have actors that act the same movies and are not kissing the way he's kissing. They respect their partners enough not to collect kissing roles. I'm not saying do not kiss is their
Well,
job, but it's too
yeah.
much now. It's don't do it
That
too
means
much.
you've been watching a lot of his movies, that's why.
Okay, all his movies that I've watched, he like kiss. You know,
Ide kiss.
after I saw that tweet, I now it now makes sense. You know, sometimes you don't even notice some things, but when you see something, then it now makes sense. Now say, why is this one? And his wife is there every time, insecure, saying, "Oh, this and
Oh
this."
my God, she, oh my God.
No, you won't blame
Like
her.
at
You won't
some
blame her.
point I'll blame her. Do you know what she said? The one that even I was so upset when she mentioned that there are some affirmations that you're supposed to take it to your grave. This lady opened her mouth
Oh.
that the only reason he married her was because his present girlfriend was not ready for marriage and she was ready. Why would you say that?
No, I didn't say
So
anything
he
bad in
settled for
that.
you?
I didn't say anything bad in
She
that. I just feel like she said something like she won. I think she's coming from
no
a
no no
place
no.
like she
No,
won.
no, no. The reason why he married her was because the girlfriend he was with was not ready to get married.
Hey, they will not marry her now. It's
No,
as
no, no,
simple
no,
as
no.
that now.
Then he settled for her.
Now she have married her. You see, you can a man can settle for
No.
anybody. You too, you can settle for
No,
anybody. A woman
she's
can
not supposed
settle
to
for
say
anybody.
it.
Why
And
would she
coupled with the
say
fact
it?
that
She's embracing her
no.
truth. Embrace
The
your
fact, no,
truth.
she's not supposed to say it. Do you know why? Because prior to that statement, people have been complaining, oh my God, you're so insecure. The reason why I said she's not supposed to say that, there's been this backlash from the interview. It was at home. Both of them were like asking questions
They're
like heart to heart
asking,
and all that. Yeah. So there was backlash from that video already. Then you drop this one again. Like, okay, you are in the creative space. You know what happens behind the scenes and all that, right? Even though it's when you get married that you now see some things that you think you could take I hear you could not take and all that, but at least have some decorum. He's an actor. I'm
Yes,
sure.
sis. I know. I know.
I'm sure they
But
must have discussed this.
I know you,
But
sis.
even
I get where
if you
you're
have
coming
these
from.
issues, Rashida, now that she told us, what does she want people to do?
Nothing.
Aside from the backlash that she will receive
Nothing.
from social media,
You, sis.
what
I
the person
hear
that you
you.
have this issue with is Etim.
You, sis. I
Like, oh
hear
my
you.
God.
You're 100% right. I get where you're coming from. But
Thank
I'm
you for
coming
hearing me.
from, yes, I'm coming from a point of view of, I know when actors like me now, God forbid, I can never marry an actor. That one. I can never, I will never in my life, right? Because hard guy, I am a jealous person. There is no way I will see it and I will take it. So I get it. And let's not forget that this lady is human. Even if she's doing hard guy, she sees this
Of
thing.
course.
It's on her timeline. Because of what she does, she has to be on the internet. And these clips, she sees it. It's hard saying that, oh, she shouldn't have said it. You know, you sometimes, maybe she believes if you say it,
Rashida, then
you cope
you
with
didn't
it.
get me then. I'm not saying that. My point is the people that you are expressing this to will not help you. All these things that she's saying is him
He
now.
knows
See him.
now, but he
So
knows now.
Nigerians will just mock you. They
And
are just mocking her.
he's always kissing people. It's him. Let me tell you.
Ah,
Just
no,
believe.
she's trying. No.
No,
If
I
you
just
ask
believe
him now,
it
he'll
up.
say is the role. Like he's trying to play. He's an actor,
He's
you
a
know. He has to
liar.
play every
He
role.
likes
So,
kiss. I just feel like it's her way of coping with these things.
Did you see the latest promotion? The latest film that he's promoting?
I just think
Did
it's
you see
her
that
coping
one?
mechanism. No, I haven't seen it.
He Ah, that means you're going to be upset because this one is not even in the movie. They're trying to promote the movie. So the clips that they are making for the
But the
promotion, now
promotion.
still kiss the kiss there.
Oh, God.
Yes.
There's actually a problem. No, it's beyond what the eyes can think. No, he has a problem.
Oh my God.
It's not
What?
even funny. They usually say bad publicity is
It's
good
good publicity.
publicity. So I think that's just what is going on. But please, he should take it easy. And I think she's a bit insecure about herself.
Yeah, no, not a bit. She's insecure. And I'm a
I
fine
don't
woman, though.
blame her.
I'm a
She's
fine
a
woman.
very beautiful woman, very intelligent, very talented.
Wallahi.
I Men will make you do crazy things. The things that you say can never be me. They will make you do it. And she loves him. He said he knows how he used to deal with these girls. There's boundaries. So the boundaries that he does outside the movies is the one that he will do it inside the movie and say. I'm just tired. That brings me to what I wanted to discuss today, and it's Nigerian romance expectations and reality.
The
What
Nigerian
when
romance.
Nigerian romance? What is Nigerian romance?
When you said Nigerian romance, not just romance,
No.
I'm trying to like, what is Nigerian
No,
romance?
Nigerian romance is different now. It cannot be like general romance.
How will I define Nigerian romance now? I've never seen women that would take any bottom barrel man like Nigerian women. You see on social media, Anna talk about, oh, gold diggers. Do you even have the gold? Rashida, you see your gate man, security man, or whoever, or person that does your laundry, three, four wives. Then you wonder, this is somebody that is trying to make it. So if it's about money, if Nigerian romance is money,
No,
Rashida,
it's not.
Nigerian romance is about just settling and peer pressure. That's the way I see it. Like at some point in our lives, the severity differs anyway, depending on your culture and your religion. More on the ladies' side than the men, of course, right? Once you get to a certain age, even before you get to a certain age, you're thinking about it. If it's a culture that puts pressure so much on you, they'll start to ask you how far. Married, 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 married. So it starts from secondary school, goes into university. If you even get to the university, that's how you meet all sort of nothing we will not see. Of course, catcalls, Rashida. Every lady has been catcalled. You're walking one moment and start guessing name. Adiza, Rashida, started guessing. Somebody that on a normal day should not say hi to you. If you don't answer them, look at this, Aisha. I think that one has happened to everybody. But then the funny ones is when you're in secondary school and you think you are matured enough to
Yeah,
have
mature
boyfriend.
enough.
You know, you people think you know what you're doing. Actually, rubbish.
Yes, it's before I got married. There's one post that I posted. I just saw it on the internet and I reposted it. I am ripe for marriage.
Mm.
That's why I posted that on my status.
You actually reported that?
Reposted,
But what
I
did you
am
think
ripe
before
for
posting
marriage.
that? Or what did it mean to you?
I was ripe for marriage now. I was ready now.
Ready in what sense? Because
Was
ready in what sense? And what does
ready.
it mean?
It was not even mentally ready. It was just like I felt,
Physically or what?
yes, physically, I felt age-wise, I felt I was ready. I think I was maybe 22, 23. I just felt I was ready. I am ripe.
But then, are we ever ready,
No,
Rashida?
we are never ready. I even saw a research that says that anybody younger than 20 should not be thinking of getting married. That you should start thinking of getting married at age 30. I kind of agree with that. Kind of.
With everything that is happening now, you remember when there are those aunties that they are the black sheep of the family, Kulang Ana Chicken Zangin Su, because they refused to settle. They wanted to get their funds. I sure they knew what they were doing. Now, I'm happy that some of the Islamic scholars are really saying, as a woman, you should have something doing, even if it's a small business, so that you can earn an income. You need it, even if it's one naira, but it's yours. Get something doing. So, more and more of that. And your Gen Z, you know, they are your people, Rashida. They know one here. So, a lot of things that our parents, too, maybe millennials are taking, women are not taking it anymore. And they are weighing their options. And when it's not serving them, they are getting out of the door. So the whole dynamic is changing. The sad part for me is the men, instead of like checking what you're doing, no, they're expecting you to behave like their mothers. You know, we mention it a lot of times in this podcast. Have you ever sat with your mother and she told you she actually liked that? No. You just assume because she stayed because of the children and whatnot, she was okay with it. And why is it that it's always the negative aspect of the marriage that you want to use an example? That's the part that you want the woman to be taking. So all these factors now come into play. People, women are like, what is this? F? What is it? And you know, religion plays a very big role
Very,
too.
very.
We are both Muslims, so it plays a very big role. It says you complete half of your deen. But what if half of your deen won't kill you? Rajida, half of your deen won't kill you. Do you understand? Ladies are becoming resistant to the social pressure. You know, when are you getting married? When are we seeing this? When are you bringing this person? But that is what I guess what happening, and there are different variations
That's how they will
of that phrase. Anyway.
pressure you. You go and do what you're not even supposed
And if you enter, you handle it. Well, you have to navigate it yourself. Nobody will navigate it for you. And
to.
that's one thing with advice. It's easy, but for you, it's called advice because you're supposed to sieve from the different advice. You are the one that knows the one that will fit you, your lifestyle and everything,
Your
right?
values.
Then you take your values and things that your threshold is different from mine. Everybody's is different. Like your goals, whatever, is different. So you're supposed to like sieve through those advices and take, right? Because last, now you the insider. It's good and bad at the same time, Rashida. I was telling you the other day that a couple, when they were coming back from their honeymoon, everybody took a different flight. And this was a marriage that took a whole week of celebration. It's sad. It's not progress. It's not progress, but it's sad. Which brings me back again is it's like, thank God we have couple counseling now. There's marriage counseling before you go into the marriage. At least people are embracing it. And it's actually good. You have to move with the time. We can't keep doing things the way our forefathers are doing it because the times have changed. At least when you go for this counseling, they talk about things, they ask you questions. Like if you get sense, there are some questions they will ask you. They are thought provoking. You sit back. Even when you get back home, you're like, truly, oh, this thing, have you even thought about it? It's not about pre-wedding shoots. It's not about the movies and whatnot. That one, last 1 month, it don't go. But then there are some couples that you meet, we're like, ah, these ones, all this rubbish that we have been seeing, these ones too exist, but they're in the minority and we don't hear about them. And what I notice is those are fairly happy in their marriages. They don't disturb us with it. And they are not the aunties or uncles that disturb the guys or ladies about getting married for some whatever reason. It's the miserable ones that are on your throat. They're on your your neck when I get married, when I
Yeah,
get
I've seen
married.
that this woman also has not provided food for her for the past 10 years, but she will be the one
And
that will be saying,
as a
"We have
dutiful
not,
wife now, you should persevere. God will
we've not."
provide. Help him now, even though
No, but seriously, we are supposed
he has said you are not supposed, you will not work, his wife will not work, but you should help him.
anybody that comes to disturb you about marriage, and you know that their own marriage is not as good as it is, please open your mouth. Don't leave them. The shame that they remove from their eyes to ask you to remove that shame from your eyes and ask them, is it your own type of marriage that you want me to marry and be?
You want me to, but you know, culture will not let us say that. But
No,
Rashida,
they are too
the one that
respectful.
I'm even, thank you. I read some, was it on Twitter or something? They said, normalize slapping elders. I said, ah,
Please,
I beg.
please,
The one,
respect your elders.
you know, the one that I find difficult for our youth now, kids now, that I think they will really find difficult with social media is how to separate the Nigerian romance, modern love or modern relationship and the Islamic principles. Because, you know, Islamically, even dating, you're not supposed to. But then it's really hard doing that because now who even follows the Islamic principle whereby first you go and meet the parents of the lady you're interested in, or you talk to your dad and so family. I've seen a girl there, I think I like her.
You have to even go and meet her dad to ask for permission before you even start
Yes,
dating.
now.
Yeah. It's part in
So,
some
Rashida.
cultures. If you see a girl that you like, her dad has to come and talk to your dad before they can even allow two of you to start meeting. And sometimes, if you want to see the girl, her brother has to be there. That's
Not
how.
sometimes. If you want to follow the Islamic ruling,
Yeah.
there must be a child there, or your younger one will be in between you people. I think you
Yeah.
meet twice or three times.
And that's it.
If both of you agree, then they will start the legal proceeding.
Do you
But
know that
Rashida,
thing happens? I think in the Somali culture, they still do that.
but you know, we have talking about Somali culture. Rashida, there are some extremists there. Did you see this? That one that panabit his sister
His sister.
because she was on TikTok.
Yeah, I saw that.
They panabit her face. This lady came back to TikTok, Rashida, and she was apologizing. I think, was it a dance video or something, Sha, on
Yeah,
her
it was a
TikTok?
dance video. I think she did
Her
people's
eyes,
scarf or something.
Rashida, yeah, her eyes were swollen shut. The other, I think just one of them was, she was able to, a peep, it was swollen on top of TikTok. Do you know the upsetting thing for me, but the way extremists in general, not even extremists, some Muslims see Islam, it's like all the commandments, right? All the rules and regulation
Are
in
for the
Islam
women.
are for the women, and it's even worse when it comes to marriage. So I don't get it, because a guy now, you catch him stealing, raping, whatnot, and you see people in their thousands making excuses for him. Okay, this lady now that the brother beat her left, right, and center. There are Muslim Somali guys that are doing worse things that are not permissible in Islam on that same TikTok. Who beat them?
And I saw under the comment section people saying she's lucky to have a brother like that.
Oh, yeah, he's correcting her.
This
They are
correction.
trying to, the Islamic values is really strong. Anyway, Rashida, I don't want to dive into that. Navigating between the modern love and Islamic principles of relationship before marriage, a really hard one. How are you even able to navigate it, Rashida? Talk through. You always say you like love.
How was I? Let me tell you, I was in a long distance relationship, which made it far, far easier for me.
LDR.
We're seeing each other once in a while, which I loved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I liked my long distance relationship. Like, it was just for
Rashida,
my
did you
kind
like
of
it because
person.
it happened or that was what you were hoping for?
I don't want to be seeing you every day. Let me just tell you the truth. Don't
You
enter
like your
my
space.
Plans. So I loved it. I loved the fact that when he was coming to see me, I was preparing, I was eager, I was happy to see him, I was ready. I loved it. I enjoyed people that say, "Oh, I can't do long distance. I don't want to be seeing my boyfriend every day of my life. If we get
For
married,
me,
I'll be
I
seeing him
did
every day of my life."
every day. I did long distance for a while,
Did you like
then
it?
we started living. Well, yeah, I think the excitement, all the planning before you see each other and all that is there. But then I now moved to the same state, so it wasn't long distance. But I've had both, and I think depending on your kind of person, they both have their advantages and disadvantages. But for the Islamic principle, I think the long distance really helped, Rashida. Like you said, I think it will help.
If you can do long distance, especially if you're a religious person and you take your faith seriously. I'm sounding like an extremist. Put your faith in your heart and you are trying to avoid doing pains. I think the
But
long
Rashida,
the
I
best thing for
disagree. Well, the things that you've avoided for how many months, right? Because of the Islamic principle and its long distance. In one day, you can do it now.
Yeah, I know you can't do it, but what I'm trying to say is, okay, let me break it down for you. You see, doing the things you have been avoiding for one day and doing the things every the time you see him, which one is, if you put it like that, not saying you do things when, but it's like, if you put it like that, but anything
But
that
then,
works for you, it doesn't matter.
yeah, these
What
things,
rocks your
Rashida, they
boat?
are not like
No,
cast in stone. Because
nah.
even the Islamic counselors now, they advise that you should know people. People
You should
are
know.
crazy now, Rashida. There are some things, certain things that you should
If
know
you see
before you
him every
settle with a
time,
person.
the red flags will be there. There's the way he talks
You
to you, the
understand?
way
Like
he
you said,
gets
thank you. Like you
angry, the
said,
way, something.
Even
Definitely.
though men can pretend, if you want to pretend,
I
even
don't
if it's
think they
10 years.
pretend that much that you can't see the red flags unless you ignore it.
Rashida, have you forgotten when a lady is in love, red flag will be in, they will be
Love
waving
is
it. She will
blind.
not see it.
She will never see it.
She will not see it too,
That
if you
life.
know.
Even if you put it in
And
her face, they'll shoot. Even if
if
your
she's lying on it, she will not see it. So what are
in
you
fact,
even
even if you
seeing?
point it out to her, she will say you are jealous of her relationship. It's because
Of
you don't
you are
have
an enemy
that.
now.
Yeah,
You are
I have
an enemy. You are the
trouble.
enemy. So, but most importantly, to still take us back to, you have to be prayerful. Those kind of men or women, may you not be in jam. Your road will not clash.
Amen.
Because Kai, no, people are now crazy. Look at what we were discussing last week. This guy that chopped up this lady,
Yeah, just because.
alleged girlfriend. She was not his girlfriend. The family said they never knew him. And he said they've been going out for more than a year. Nobody
Wow.
knowing. Do you
That's so
understand? So
sad.
it's actually crazy. Oh,
Just is
alhamdulillah,
talking
alhamdulillah,
about
alhamdulillah.
that. It brings me to my tweet of the day. It just relates to today's topic. This is a son writing in this dilemma. It says, "Ever since my mom came back from Omugwo in Canada to help my elder sister with her first child, she completely changed. My father claims she's no longer the woman he married 35 years ago. And honestly, we all agree with him. Our mom is 50 years old and my father is 65. They have been married for 35 years and have four children. I'm the youngest." Imagine our shock when 3 months after she got back from Canada, Mama called a family meeting and said she wanted a divorce.
Ha, mommy, oh, mommy, who mommy go down for Canada now?
At
Ha,
first, we all laughed.
it must be a joke.
It must be a joke. It's one of their usual fights now, we thought. But days later, Mama packed her things and moved out to a very expensive, very fine apartment. Where did Mama find money? Nobody in the family gave her any. Meanwhile, Papa refused to beg her, God forbid. For 35 years, I have not begged her. I won't start now, he bragged. If she wants to go, let her go.
Where is she even going?
I will bring a submissive young virgin from the village, he bragged.
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Daddy, yo.
Daddy.
Okay, return to Mama. Oh yeah, Mama, what happened? But Mama said we should stop calling her Mama and address her as Miss
Mommy.
Cynthia.
Hey.
So I love her.
I love Miss Cynthia.
She said she was tired of our father's toxic, abusive behavior. Toxic, abusive. Who is teaching Mama all this English? Mama has.
You think you oh see this one. You think Canada is eh? Yes, mommy. What's mommy saying?
Mama has turned to feminists in her old age. After much pressure from us her kids, Mama finally confessed during her Omugwo, she met a white man in Canada.
Hey, mommy, why now? Okay.
Our sister's neighbor, widowed grandfather, Mr. Spoon. They had been chatting since. That's his name, Mr. Spoon Whitewater. They had been
No,
chatting.
they changed the name, I'm sure. This name sounds fake.
They had been chatting since she returned, and Mr. Spoon has been showering her with gifts, even paid for her new apartment. Mama stopped tie wrapper with Audi Papa t-shirt and started wearing fitting gowns. Heels, woman hair, designer perfume, and cream. Every small thing, my mother would take selfie and updates on her WhatsApp. It was embarrassing.
No, sorry, cute.
To make matter worse,
Okay.
while we are still begging my father to save his marriage, he went to the village and bought a 17-year-old baby as a wife.
A
Two
real baby.
weeks
A
later.
50-year-old woman refused to stay with you. Is a 17-year-old girl that will stay with you.
50-year-old woman is not even that old.
She's not old now.
She's not old.
She got married
She got married
early,
early,
maybe around that same age. That's 17 that you went to pick up. So she got married around that time.
I can imagine she's still very young. 2 weeks later, Mama traveled to Canada on her own. As soon as my father heard it, he sent his younger brother to officially return Mama's bride price. Mama didn't even care. She has been busy updating her WhatsApp status with pictures of her and Mr. Spoon traveling by train, going on dates, and honestly, I can't even recognize my mother. She looks better than she ever looked.
Yeah.
We don't even know if we should be angry or happy. We are just
Them, they know the
confused.
relationship now.
We have a new father who is white and a new mother who is 17. 17 years younger than me, the last born.
Wow.
When we thought we had seen the worst, 3 months later, Papa called another family meeting begging us to follow him back to the village to repay Mama's bride price and bring her home. Why?
Which mama? Miss Cynthia? Miss Cynthia,
Listen,
don't go.
listen to
Miss
the
Cynthia,
wife.
don't go.
Why? Because his teenage wife wants to buy him. We asked Papa what happened. Did she poison you? He said no. Did she cheat? He said no. What happened? Papa sighed and said, the girl too like shags. She wants to shags every time, morning, afternoon, night. And I'm not a machine. My body
Okay.
cannot do it every day.
No, he must do it too. Abba, young guy. Abba, daddy. Daddy, you do now. It's your marital
It's
obligation,
your
so why are
marital
you running away?
obligation.
When he was threatening that he was going to go get a 17-year-old virgin from the village, what did he expect will happen? She'll come and be nursing him because he's 60 what? You said 65 or 62?
65.
So Miss Cynthia is still there.
He said, if not for his new game I sent to him from the UK to be playing instead of drafts, he wouldn't have realized he was close to having a heart attack. He said that the game saved his life. I was playing it with my friend instead of our usual draft, and I realized immediately that I have visited the hospital more than 3 times in 3 months than in my entire life. My blood pressure is now permanently up, and I can't even enjoy the food I used to eat. We called Mama, she said, over her dead body. Before
Miss
she,
Cynthia.
yes, they called me Cynthia. Before she will leave Spoon Whitewater for our father. As I am typing this, Mama would be getting married to Mr. Spoon
And she's 50 now.
in the
She's not
States
old.
on the 14th of February. My father has commanded us not to attend, and my mother has begged us to support her with our
Commanded care.
presence. What do we do?
Which one is what we do we do? The children are in their 20s, 30s. What are you seeing?
But
You've seen the relationship between your parents. Parents separate now.
somebody in the comment and said, Mrs. Cynthia, have my blessing.
It doesn't even make
But
sense.
it just tells you that they can't take what they
So,
dish out.
thank
Because
you. So
if
you
you
went
want
ahead
it.
to get a 17-year-old girl. Now she won't buy you with shags or whatever he said. That one is not a problem. You didn't tell them this is a problem or what you expected them to be in your life. But now the mother wants
So
to
he's
get
not here
married.
that he's commanded them that they should not go and
Commander in chief. I'm happy for Miss Cynthia, I beg.
no Miss Cynthia
Like,
is
no,
not
for a
that
woman
old,
to
right?
take,
She's
she's
not.
not old now.
No, she's
For a
not.
woman to take that chance, right, to risk it, to leave you at that age, say, she no sent.
Miss Cynthia has gone and see what life is. Mr. Spoon has given her
Mr.
the
White self.
that she has never experienced in her entire life. Since she got
Stop.
married, she has not seen this type of love, gifts, money.
And you think you make her jealous by going to the village to get a small girl that you come and be controlling?
Mr. Spoon is her age mate.
You see? Miss Cynthia, does they live new life with Rashida?
Miss Cynthia did not even go for a younger person.
Yes, now.
She went
No,
for this person
because
the
she'll be
same age
like,
as her husband, and look at the
their
difference.
conversation will be the same. Their like experience will most likely be the same and all that. You know, we're talking about this now. That's the threat they give women in Africa all the time. And if you go, you can get a small girl. Yes, so so yes, and so what?
He must stay and marry, and
I must marry,
he
he
must
must
shag every
do,
day.
he must do. I'm happy for Miss Cynthia Rashida.
Is in here.
I'm happy. You know, I saw something similar to this entitlement that we're talking about. And you know, it's our culture, right? I blame our culture mostly for this. Somebody tweeted, he said something was trending and they were fighting as usual. Then he went out of his way. I remember this is what he was saying. I'm going to read it verbatim. I remember while growing up, if my mom and dad had a problem, my father will not provide food for a week and even a month sometimes. And my mother will be the one taking care of everything, which is not good as a father. But we, her children, will decode that there was a problem. But my mom didn't leave the marriage due to it, but rather she turned it into knowing how to do business. But this, our generation, any marital quarrel that result in no physical
You
abuse
see, in
or
our dem.
continuing, or continuing not providing food for the family, boom, they will leave the marriage and target mental health. Is mental health more important than the marriage? He's now saying, Madam, marriage is not rosy and will never be. For many of us here, our fathers made our mothers jacks of all trades.
I imagine.
Due to our father's continuous inability to provide food at home.
Oh God, stop
Madam,
it.
go and learn work.
Use his
Start
gnome,
up
stop.
something before entering marriage to avoid leaving your marriage unnecessarily, because marriage out there is not perfect.
This
Ha!
is trigger. You are triggering me.
See his own narration. This
It's
was
okay
his
for him.
reality.
No, he's he he has
Your dad was
conformed.
abusing your mom,
And he
but
thinks
you're
it's okay.
advising. And the takeaway from this, your story, is that ladies should learn work and continue to accept the abuse
Yep.
from men.
That's only yeah.
He's not even feeling sorry for his own mother.
Nah.
Talk more of the wife that he will marry.
The mother is a
So you
hero
see,
of suffer.
then you expect daddy not to go and get a small wife, and you want Miss Cynthia to come and continue this one.
Let me
For
tell you,
where?
Daddy was planning to go and get a young wife even before Miss Cynthia decided to leave.
But Miss Cynthia has given them enough space now so that he will do the marriage
Yes.
very well.
And Miss Cynthia chose herself after the age of 50. I love it. Like, I love it.
And like,
How
okay.
bold of her.
Whether you like it or not, right? Things are changing. It's either you accept it and move on with it, or it will jam you. It's as easy, it's as simple as that. On the same street, I saw something. If this one is a funny one, her friend came to the house. You're like, someone came to my house now. Saw me on my laptop, my sister on her phone. My father is cooking, my mama just they look. Ha! The guy was just screaming, up and down. Bro, that man turned Simo, don't piss me off. Like, her dad loves cooking. Somebody replied, overthink you go kill him today.
No,
That he
he
didn't
has
leave
never
until
seen
her
it
dad
in his life.
has he can't believe
He
it.
can't believe
That
it.
he didn't leave until her dad finished cooking. That he wanted to confirm that the children will eat out of the food that the dad prepared.
No, he can't believe
So,
it. It's abnormal for him. He can't fathom
yeah,
why a father would be
how?
in the house cooking and the girls
Maybe,
are
yes.
sitting down. Yeah.
They're even
He has
pressing
never
phone.
seen it in his
The mama
entire
is just
life.
looking, right? Maybe this is somebody that grew up from a family
Yeah.
that even if when the
He
mom is
can't, no,
sick,
he
she
can't
will drag
understand. Yeah.
herself to the
He can't
kitchen. Like,
understand
he was just
what is
that.
happening.
Like, there are men that love cooking.
Of
There
course.
are men that love cooking, and they
This
are
is there are
great
men that are
cooks.
cooks now.
The best chef in the world is a man,
The
not a
best
woman.
chefs are the we've seen Master
No,
Chef.
Rashida, you don't get it. They don't dispute that men can cook, right?
Yeah. It's
But
just
you are not
cooking food.
supposed to cook for your
Oh,
family.
talking about
Yes, now
that.
it's free labor for women, but for men it should be paid.
Talking about that, there's this page I always see on my timeline. Is this guy that cooks exotic food for his wife, Ulysses? The setup is mad. He's an Asian guy. I don't know if you've seen it before. Like, the setup
Okay.
is crazy. When he's cooking for his wife, he has this lineup of different dishes, exotic foods, caviars. He brings different things. He brings tartars, he brings mains, and he brings desserts. And it's amazing to see. I used to see him every time. I'm saying, how lucky is this lady? So.
Right.
But the internet can make you think of your life. Please, internet is everything on the internet is just
You don't do.
it's wash. I think he has a
Yeah, that's true.
restaurant and something because the amount of food is crazy. All this
He.
expensive meat. I think he has a restaurant or he cooks from home and
But
he
did you
does.
see this one? Is it Lagos or where in Nigeria? Their dad loves cooking. If you see the food, they recently opened a TikTok page for him. If you see the food, Rashida. Oh my God! Like, I know it's crazy. But then, don't come and project your family
Your
wahala
family, yeah.
on top of other people, please.
Of
Some
course, we
people
grew
are
up.
living their simple life,
My
Rashida.
did your dad cook once in a while? Like, I can use my finger to count how many times I've seen him cook, but
And but
like, I
my
will
dad
never
was a
see.
military man. I'm sure he knows how to cook.
Of course, they can cook concussion, even when that might
But then
count
when
in
I grew up,
concussion.
we had aunties,
Of
then there were
course, that
housemaids and all that. Do you
yeah,
understand? It was a large
girls,
family and
yeah.
stuff. So yeah. But then there are some dads that love cooking for their
I
family.
love
Let
it.
them be.
Yeah. Let them be. No,
Cooking
just because you
is
didn't
the
see your
survival skill.
use it's just like you didn't see your father cooking, then you say you'll be surprised that another person's father is cooking for them.
Why?
Why?
And they're even fighting, oh. Come and see people fighting in the comment section. Why? No, I said, on top of somebody else, Papa cooking.
Somebody did not believe that.
Oh.
You know what? Somebody did not believe that he was cooking for his family. It has to be he's a cook or he's cooking for his business or something.
Right.
Yeah.
What is wrong in being affectionate to your family? Like, the belief is you must be a
It's the
tiger in your home.
Nigeria. Yeah, it's the Nigerian
Ah,
thing.
God
You
forbid,
sis.
like you always say.
On that note,
Oh my
we've
God.
come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Hope
Thank
you
you.
enjoyed this episode as much as we did recording it.
Thank you. Kindly follow us on all of our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. Send us an email, thechillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much, guys, for staying this far. Come back next week. We love having you here. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.